Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, Bambi Fogg, the Irish entry at the Eurovision. That's happening. And the Irish campaign to boycott Eurovision 2024, they're actually going to protest outside RTE, the state broadcaster. That is happening later today. And why? It's because they say they don't want to be represented at an art-washing exercise for the genocidal apartheid state of Israel. Bambi Fogg, though, was on the Late Late Show with Patrick Keelty recently and was asked about the idea of boycotting the Eurovision.
So I stand with anyone doing the boycott. I think if I wasn't in the competition, I would also be boycotting. There are a lot of moving parts. And at the end of the day, without the group of us who is pro-Palestine, it is less competition for the other side to win. And it's less of solidarity there.
Betty Purcell is with us on the line today. Betty is from the Irish campaign to boycott Eurovision, but also a former RTE producer. You're attending the protest outside your former workplace later, Betty. Why should Ireland boycott the Eurovision?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Well, what's going on at the moment is Israel is committing a genocide against the Palestinian people. We've all seen it on our TV screens. At least 34,000 people murdered, 14,500 children, and countless numbers more wounded and under the rubble, buried alive under the rubble. It's not a time for partying with Israel. It's not a time for clinking glasses with Israel. And I honestly feel that it is time to make a stand to show that we will not play with Israel, who desperately want to artwash their crimes by playing on
and
the Eurovision
stage. Protest, is a protest outside the state broadcaster the way to do that?
Well, RTE is part of the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, who have decided to allow Israel in, despite the fact that they excluded Russia and Belarus in 2022. They moved swiftly on that attack. But they've decided to allow Israel to stay and play. And if you look at how important it is for Israel, the president, Isaac Herzog, emphasized the importance of it in terms of raising the Israeli flag on an international stage. And he even pressurized them to change some of the lyrics of the song to make sure that they got that stage. So that's how they view it. They view it as an important time for Israel to be among the community of nations. We say the opposite. We say they've got to be excluded given what they're doing in Gaza.
But is it fair on the Irish entry, and whoever that may have been, it is Bambi Fogg, is it fair on them to ask Bambi Fogg and all involved to boycott?
Well, you know,
would it make any difference, really?
Well, it would make a big difference. It would make a significant difference for Ireland, a member of the European Union, to make this stand and to come out publicly. The situation with Bambi Thogham, we've asked them for a meeting, and we've written to them. Over 400 artists have asked them not to participate. And I get that they feel that this is a career defining moment. I might add that I think that it might be career defining in the wrong way. Whereas if you look at the stand that Ireland has taken in the past during the years of apartheid South Africa, where Ireland became a historic contributor to the abolition of apartheid in that instance because of the brave stand of the Dunstore strikers.
Wasn't there sanctions though, Betty, at the time against... Wasn't there sanctions at the time? Isn't that the difference?
Not at the start of it. And remember, sanctions are a moving feast, if you like, because sanctions become more tenable as time goes on, and there is more and more pressure now on Israel. There's more and more isolation of Israel. So it's a very important time, at a time when, you know, US university students are standing up and saying, no, we will not be part of the genocide anymore. It's a really important and good time.
Stay with us, Betty, because I want to get a couple of voices, and I want to talk to, general people today. Do you think we should boycott the Eurovision? Like, I'm not a Eurovision fan. I, to be quite honest with you, I probably won't watch it. Haven't done in years. And I'm interested in talking to people today about how, like, do you think, whether you're protesting or not, do you feel we should boycott the Eurovision? 1800 453 106 is the number. I think we've got Stephen on the line. Stephen, do you think we should boycott it?
Not at this stage, to be honest, Andrea. It'd be a bit hypocritical if we did. To be quite honest with you, when Ireland entered the competition, say this time last year, and they know for running into this that Israel's going to be in it. They're a member of the EBU. You know, we should be making noise. We should have been not entering the competition long before now if we were going to do it, not at the last minute. If RT or Bambi Tug just pulled out at this stage, it just looks like hypocrisy.
Betty, if you put your former producer hat back on just for a moment, legally, like, could Ireland pull out at this stage? Like, are we, as Stephen mentions, are we even able to? Is it too late?
Oh, absolutely we could. I mean, the issue is, news is news. And if I was the producer of Eurovision, what I would be saying is, OK, we have now taken a stand as a country, whether it's RTE, whether it's Bambi Tug, whether it's the Irish government. If we pulled out, this would be major news, and it would be in the context of a situation where Israel's isolation on the international stage is more and more important a thing. It's a way to stop the murder of children in Gaza right now.
But no other country has dropped
out
so far. So you think we should be the first?
Yeah, well, I think
that might make news. Is it about getting the headlines, Stephen, then? Like, is it important? Should we take the stand, as Betty says, or make a stand?
Well, you can be just turned around and told that you're hypocrites, because we knew Israel was in this competition back when we selected Bambi Tug, back when, you know, presumably.
You there, Stephen? We lost Stephen. Stephen's line's gone. Hang on, we'll get Stephen back in a moment. Joe Wall from The Stunning is with us. Joe, where do you stand on this? Do you think we should boycott?
Hi, Andrea. I actually do. Yeah, I do. I know Stephen's talking about the timing of it and all that kind of stuff, but I think we do need to pull back to the big picture on this. And as Betty said, this is genocide in Gaza now. And it feels like a defining moment in our history, in terms of how we as human beings react to this. And I think if we just sort of go along with all these kind of things, and whether it's the Eurovision, the Olympics, all of these things, and treat Israel like it's a sort of a normal state, which it is not, I think we cannot do that.
Well, let's just for a moment just see how this might play out. And I was thinking about this morning, you know, and I just wonder, so the semi-final stages are next week, and just for the sake of argument, say Israel are through to the final, Ireland's in the final, right? Can you honestly, like, given the political pressure on so many countries and the daily discussion and warranted discussion about Israel and Gaza and Palestine that I'm sure is leading bulletins and in every news bulletin worldwide at the moment, do you honestly think many countries are going to give Israel 12 points? Because how I can hear this playing out is, you know, nil pwa for pretty much. Is that not a far bigger political statement to bring Israel, let them compete and have to walk off the stage coming last? Is that not a bigger statement?
It possibly is, but I don't know. I can't predict what the scenario would be at the competition. And like yourself, I'm not a big fan of it. I heard it compared on the radio to the it's like the Olympics of music, which I think is a ridiculous statement. Somebody made that comment on the radio this morning on another station. It's like a big pantomime, really. And I don't think any of us really remember the songs from previous years, even the winning songs. But I think we need to keep our eye on the big picture here. And when you think of Betty also mentioned the protests in American colleges, that so many people from all walks of life are now demonstrating against Israel, and they're in support of the Palestinian people. And it's interesting, actually, that one of the strongest, most active and most vociferous groups are the Jewish people, who are basically saying, not in our name. And they're protesting, they're getting arrested by the police, and they're going to great lengths to basically show their support for Palestinian people and to object to the genocide. And I think actually for us to boycott the Eurovision would actually be quite a small gesture when you compare it to what a lot of these people are doing and what they're sacrificing to basically protest against the genocide.
Some of the texts on this coming in on WhatsApp so far, I think Israel will suffer a humiliating defeat in the semi-final alone next week, says this listener, so what's the problem? Another texter's got in touch. It's very easy for people to say boycott things when it won't affect them, but the act has everything to lose, so it's easy to have the moral high ground. And would these protesters go to Gaza in protests, asks another listener. Here's an idea. Why don't some of the artists who are asking Bambi Thug to slip it maybe support them if they do, as in having them support them at a few gigs or acts instead? That comes in from John and Navin. Peter's on the line. Peter, do you think we should boycott the Eurovision?
I don't see what good that would do at this stage. I think Bambi Thug's been placed in a difficult position where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
They're in the same position the women's basketball team were in. Was that about 2 months ago we were talking about it?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't really follow that one, to be honest with you now. But no, yeah, I'd say it's around the same thing. But the way I look at it, I mean, when Israel do perform their song on the night, it's not like they're going to, I don't think they're going to be faced with big cheering and everything like that. There's going to be a lot of protests even there.
I can imagine there'll be, booing. I imagine people will be there with banners, whether they're allowed to or not. They'll be there in protest. I can't see what countries are going to give them 12 points, no matter how good or bad the song is.
And besides which, I mean, Bambi Thug has expressed that they're pro-Palestine, and they're a unique performance. And I'm pro-Palestine too, but I think they should be given a chance, as in Bambi Thug, yeah. So, I mean, I don't see what pulling out would do. I mean, Ireland pulling out, that lady said it would be a big thing. I don't think it would be a big thing. Ireland hasn't won the Eurovision in years. So it would just be another little glitch on Eurovision.
To put on a news hat for a moment, right? At the moment, no other country has dropped out so far. You probably would make news headlines for a couple of bulletins on the day that you're the first country to pull out. No point in being second or third, really. You know what I mean? If you're looking to make headlines out of this, you'd want to be the first.
Yeah, but I think Bambi Thug's made the decision to go ahead and do it no matter what. And like they said, they're pro-Palestine, and they want to go ahead and represent Ireland anyway. So I say fair play to them in that regard. But it is a difficult decision for them.
Yeah, a difficult position. Singer and songwriter Mary Coughlin's with us on the line as well. Mary, I believe you're actually going to perform at the protest or the demonstration a little bit later. But do you think Bambi Thug is in a difficult position? We'll try and get maybe Mary back on the line in a moment if we can. But Betty, listen, either way, this protest, it's happening. What time outside RTE today?
4:30 outside.
4:30.
RTE. And can I just say to people who feel that it wouldn't make a difference, that Palestinian civil society has asked us to do this. It's asked people to boycott. And remember, people who are living in a trapped prison in Gaza, they can't get out. They're waiting to be bombed. They're trying to shelter their children. They're being starved. And they have called on us. So,
okay.
I mean, I would listen to them and I would listen to their voices primarily.
Okay.
They think it would make a difference if Ireland took a stand.
Let's hear the voice of Mary Coughlin. Mary, do you think Bambi Thug's in a difficult position?
I think Bambi Thug is in a difficult position, but I think that as people have pointed out already, I got dropped out there for a minute. I don't know what went on after Joe Wall spoke. Ireland is part of the European Broadcasting Union, which banned Russia. So, you know, this was a song competition. I'm actually a Eurovision fan, and we've won it so many times, and it would be all the stronger if RTE decided to pull out. take the onus off Bambi and or put it on RTE, put it on the Irish government. Put in place a very strong statement saying that we're doing this because of the situation in Gaza. You know, I understand that people view it as a very large thing for their future. I mean, you know, if you get to the Eurovision, you want to do it. You know, but this is not happy clappy time. This is not, as somebody said, a time for clinking glass with people backstage with Israeli with the Israeli.
But do you think, Mary, anybody will really do that though?
Well, I'm hoping, and I have a thinking about it in bed last night. First of all, I thought that the Bambi Tug would all magically bring flags out of their costumes and wave them around, Palestinian flags. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. But I can see that happening, Mary.
I can envisage there will be a bad reaction to Israel. But I just think it would have been, what is wrong with us that we didn't just do it ages ago, as somebody said. But why did they do it to Russia and why not to Israel? Neither of these countries are even in Europe, you know, in the first place.
The decision
I
taken
don't understand
by...
this, and I do understand how Bambi Tug would feel and the pressure, but that's not an excuse for doing the right thing.
No? You know, it's a fairly mixed reaction coming in on WhatsApp today to this, whether or not Ireland should boycott the Eurovision. Jerry has got in touch. He says, I think it's unfair to put the pressure on Bambi Thug when governments won't even put sanctions on Israel. It's a disgrace, the hypocrisy with which Israel is allowed to commit these crimes. Another texter Catherine makes the point, why should Bambi Thug pull out after all the hard work to even get to the Eurovision? It's a song contest, not a political contest or a war contest. It's about music. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Another listener, yes, boycott it 100%. Keep them coming into us. Do you think we should boycott? Like, whether you're a Eurovision fan or not, or maybe you have a stake in this or you're interested, do you think we should boycott the Eurovision starting next week? 087 1400 106. That is the number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.